peering from beneath the leafy foliage, Lug Lug grunted.
I can't see a thing. What's going on back there?
Mordy and Osbald had the best view. Through a screen of rushes, the hair maid gave her assessment of the situation.
Looks like there's some sort of confounded confab going on. I wish they'd jolly well move on and pick someplace else to do their jabbering.
Osbald commented.
Something should be happening shortly. Here comes old Fat Bottom Cadley on his litter.
One of the shrews clanked his paddle against the logboat's side. Lug Lug cautioned him in a severe undertone.
Belay there, mate. Do you want the vermin to know we're here?
The shrew apologised.
Sorry, Chief. I swiped at a wasp what was buzzing round me snout. I missed it.
The shrew chieftain glared savagely at him.
I won't miss you. If you makes any more noise, I'll splinter that paddle atwixt your ears. All of you, keep your heads down. I'm not a maimer out of any beast.
Grunthand Curdley was on the same bankside as Stringle. Grunting with pain, he sat up straight on the litter, staring at his officer.
Well, what are you waiting for? Next season?
Stringle tried explaining.
I thought we'd better wait for your boss. I think we lost them.
Grunthand exploded.
Lost them? What are you talking about? Lost them? How could any fool lose six logboats on a straight stream?
Stringle pointed across at Noggo on the other bank.
Well, that scout couldn't see any sign of him up ahead, and I couldn't see him either, so we waited for your orders, boss.
Noggo called across, trying to sound helpful.
I was saying to Stringle, they might have gone up that side stream, boss.
Grunthand Curdley cast a glance at the tree trunk, which bridged the side stream. He looked across at Noggo.
And what, pray, gave ye that bright idea?
Noggo shrugged.
Well, they had to go somewhere, and they ain't on the mainstream, so I thought they might have cut off up there, boss.
Noggo was sorry he had spoken. Grunthand pointed to the bank where he was sitting upon his litter.
Get over here, now!
Noggo looked at the stream separating them both.
What, you mean swim, boss?
Grunthand bellowed aloud.
No, I mean fly, you dim-witted dolt! Get over here right now!
Noggo leapt in and swam across. A moment later, he was standing trembling alongside his leader. Grunthand indicated the tree trunk bridge.
Tell me, how did they get six logboats over that?
Noggo had his answer ready.
Carried them, boss. They was carrying their boats when me and Biglow first spotted them. Shoes can carry boats, you know.
Grunthand winced as he pulled a gorse thorn from his tail area.
Right, we'll wait here whilst you go and take a look. Give us a shout if you spot them.
Noggo knew he had no choice. He set off along the less well-defined and more muddy side stream bank.